This week's parsha is Parshas Chayei Sarah. The pasuk says, "Vavram zaken barba yamim." Avram Avinu became old, and he came with his days. And there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, a fascinating Gemara, speaking about a coin that was minted by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was a very powerful man. Avram Avinu was so powerful, and he was so such an international figure that he actually minted his own currency. So the Gemara wants to know what exactly was on the coinage of Avram Avinu. And the Gemara says, "Ve'zeo matbeah shel Avram Avinu." This is the Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzadi Zayin Amabez. What was the matbeah of Avram Avinu? Zaken is a kena mitzad echad, ubachar ubesula mitzad acher. Avram Avinu's coin had a zaken and a zakena, an old man and an old woman on one side of the coin, and a bachar and a besula, a young boy and a young girl, on the other side of the coin. That was what the currency of Avram Avinu looked like. Rashi says, Zaken uz bachar besula, who is the young boy and young girl? Yitzchak v'Rivka. And who is the zaken and the zakena? Avram misara. If you look in Taisus on the Amud here, he brings from Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah va'agadlo shemecha. What does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that his name would be great? That there would be a coin that comes out about him in the world. Taisa says, "Menira loyshaya baitsura zakin is a kena mikan bachur bachur mikan." He says the simple way of understanding this Gemara is like we're used to seeing coins with George Washington on it, with Abraham Lincoln on it. So that was the coin of Avram Avinu. You had a picture, a tzura of Avram Avinu and Sarah on one side, and then a tzura of Yitzchak and Rivka on the other side. But Taisus says that can't be. Da'asir lasei tzuras adam, you can't make an image of a person. That's not mutter. Ela kacha yekasov mitzad echad zakin izkena. It actually just wrote on the coin Zaken Zkena on one side and Bachar and Besula on the other side. So that sort of makes the coin a little bit less interesting, a little less dramatic, but that's the halachic outcome that Taisus comes to. And he says, like, and don't think that Rashi argues with me. Rashi says Avram and Sarah on one side and Yitzchak and Rivka on the other. Because Rashi says by the Gemara right before this about what was the matbeah of Yerushalayim, David and Shlomo mitzad echad, Yerushalayim Merakesh mitzad acher. Rashi says that shekacha yekasav matbeah, it said on it. It wasn't a picture of Yerushalayim like you would envision. It wasn't a picture of David and Shlomo. It was just, it said on the coin, David and Shlomo on one side, and it said Yerushalayim Merakesh on the other side. Be that as it may, very interesting Gemara, but let's try to understand what the Eimek HaDavar is. When you see such a Gemara speaking about a Matbeya, Avram Avinu, with Zakin, there's obviously a lot of Musar to be taken from this Gemara. It's not just an interesting historical fact that would be interesting to the people that are, you know, into currencies and crypto. This is something that obviously we could take a lot of mussar from. Bepashtus, the reason why Avram Avinu would mint such a coin with a zaken and zaken on one side and a bachar m'sul on another side is because Avram Avinu, one of his many achievements in this world was that he actually brought zikna to the world. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Pei Zayin Amin Aleph, Da'ad Avram lo haya zikna. Until Avram came along, there was no such thing as old age. Man David boy le mishtoi bahadi Avraham mishtoi bahadi Yitzchak. The only problem was that that could get a little bit dicey when you have a father and a son that look identical. Avraham and Yitzchak, they say, looked exactly alike. And the aging process stopped at a certain age. Let's say, I don't know, it stopped when they were 25 years old. So Avraham and Yitzchak were mamish, they looked exactly alike. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference, and the gray hairs weren't there, the wrinkles weren't there, so they mamish looked like two friends. They looked like two twins. And that would be a little bit, that could come into situations that are not, that are not acceptable. A person's like talking to Avram as if he's Yitzchak, to Yitzchak as if he's Avram. And so Avram Avinu davened that there should be zikna in the world. Boy rachmi vaya zikne. Shenemer v'Avram zakim baba yamim. So Avram Avinu was the one that brought zikna in the world, which is interesting, right? He davened that there should be zikna. Most people in life daven that there shouldn't be zikna. A good part of this world are looking for, like Ponce de Leon, the fountain of youth, whether it's with surgeries, with creams, with exercise, with machines, whatever it is, everybody wants to look young. Everybody's fighting the aging process. And here's Avraham Avinu who goes against, as he always did, he bucks the trend, and he's actually davening that there should be zikna. He was tava zikna, as another measure says. He was taveya. There has to be zikna. Can't be that people just stay looking good their whole life, that they look young and vibrant. And no, there has to be this aging process. That was Avraham Avinu's contribution to the world. So I think that that's the pshat, that Avraham Avinu had a matbeya. Matbeya is from a lashon of teva. He created in the world, in the nature of the world, this type of surah that you have a bachar and a basula on one side, you can have a Yitzchak and a Rivka, and then you have Avram and Sarah on the other side, and now they no longer look identical. Yitzchak and Rivka and Avram, who would normally look alike, now you have them looking very different because of Zikna. And that was Avram's matbeya in the world. Avram changed the teva of the world, he changed the nature of the world to create such a metzias, and that was his manitin bailam. That's what his legacy, his coinage, his currency that he contributed to the world, besides for all the other great achievements, monotheism and chesed. But this was another one of Avraham Avinu's great achievements in this world, that he created zikna. And to take it just a little further, there is a maila to youth, and then there's a maila to zikna. And this is why Avraham Avinu no doubt wanted both. The maila of youth, we know, everybody in this room, except for me, is, in the height of their life. This is, it doesn't get better than your age. This is when you have the seichel to understand what's going on in the world, and you're poised to, blast off with your lives and mitzvah Hashem, get married and have a career and learn and everything, all good things start at this age. This is the most exciting time of life. And it's a time that a person can dream. It's a time of great ambition. It's a time that you can envision what you want, how you're going to get there. The world is your oyster. You have all the promise in the world, and you could steig, you can finish shas, you can anything that you want. You just have to envision it, and you can make it happen. So youth is a tremendous bracha. There's no such thing in the world. The people that are, I once went on a seed program one year when I was your age in California, in Los Angeles. And I was giving shiurim to the community there, and it was very nice. We were there for, I don't remember exactly, 3 weeks, maybe a month. And, you start getting close to certain individuals, to the shiur, and young people, old people. There was an old man that came to the shiur. He was extremely wealthy. And he basically came to every class that I gave, and we got a little close. And then, when we were about to leave, So they made us, me and my friends who were there for that month, they made us a Sudas Preda, a goodbye party, and, you know, they had food and they had some dancing. And then at the end, this older gentleman calls me over. He says, can we speak, you know, privately? So I said, sure. So we went away from the Eilam, and he said, I have all the money in the world. I'm a very wealthy man. I was getting excited. And I have, you know, he says, the only thing I don't have is I don't have youth. I don't have youth. He says, I'm at a stage in life that I could buy anything I want. I can have any house, any car, any luxury. I don't have the ability to enjoy it. And I just want to be young again. It was like mamish, like being misainin, that he wants to be young again. He says, I just want to be you. I just want to be like you. I want to go back to being your age. I want to be able to learn. I want to be able to get all of that potential, that ambition, you know, that you have. That's what I want. And he was literally crying. He just wanted to tell me that. I don't think he was waiting for me to give him an etza. But he was just voicing his yearnings. And it's important for you to know that, you know, when those people that you see that are older and, you know, powerful, and they wish that they could be you. As much as you might wish that you had their power, their money, their chachma, their kiddush, whatever it is that you're looking at, they wish that they were you, because you have something that they don't have. You have the ability to have youth and to have longevity and to be excited about things and to be ambitious about things. That's the amazing gift of youth. You know, the cynical memra is like youth is wasted on the young. And it's true. You know, if a person that was old had the ability to know what it's like, you know, he appreciates youth because he lived through a long life. But youth don't understand what that gift of youth is. So it's wasted on. They waste their time and they do this and they do that. They do silly things. And instead of like using the youth to really, you know, launch everything properly, they waste it. They squander it. And it is wasted on the young, for the most part. On the other hand, on the other side of the coin, if you will, there is a great mila to zikna. Zikna has a great mila also, because zikna has the gift of experience. When you speak to somebody that's older, they're wiser, they've been through things that you haven't been through. You know, certain people, when they're young, they think, if they invest, you know, in the stock market, you know, it's like a one-way street and they're going to make millions and billions of dollars. An older person is a little more skeptical. He's seen market crashes, you know, and the real market crashes. He understands what it's like to make money, understands what it's like to lose money. He has some experience. He has some experience when, you know, you're dating and you think that you should be looking for this type of girl. You ask a zakei and he'll tell you the exact opposite. The worst mistake that bachurim make when they're dating is they ask advice from their roommates. Their roommates have no idea what a girl is, what marriage is, but they seek, you know, advice from their peers, which it makes sense. I mean, you're both going through the same thing, so he might be a little wiser than you, but he's not the source of experience that you need. You need somebody that's, you know, maybe your parent, or maybe a Rebbe, or maybe an uncle, or somebody that you can relate to, you could go to and say, listen, is this, you know, here I'm going out with this and this girl. What do you think? Is it a good idea? Okay, what's her milas? Well, she has this and that and the other. Okay, you know, does she have this? No. Okay, well, that's a major thing. But you don't know that because you're young. You don't have the experience that people that are married for many years and decades understand and what really is important in marriage, because, you know, and because of that, you know, but that's a mila of zikna. Zaken is able to have wisdom, have experience, have a certain degree of maturity. They're not immature. They don't look at life as a big party. They're able to sober up a little bit, hopefully, and they understand what, you know, what is important in life, what isn't important. They're a great repository of understanding of what life is all about if you go to the right person. And Avraham Avinu wanted to create a coin, a matbea, that shows the importance of manifesting both parts of life in one human being. He wanted to not just create zikna for the sake of being able to discern between a young guy and an old guy. He wanted to create zikna because with zikna comes the ability to identify wisdom through just looking at somebody. And he was saying that I want you to, on one hand, have wisdom in life, but on the other hand, I never want you to lose sight and of those dreams of one's youth. And Avraham Avinu really was somebody that lived that. Avraham Avinu, his entire life, since he was 3 years old and he found Hashem, he discovered Hashem, he was going in his entire long life in furthering the name of Hashem and going and being makariv of people. Normally, you know, you find people that do kiruv when they're young, and maybe they do it, you know, in their a little bit in their 30s, 40s, then they burn out. Avraham Avinu never burned out. Avraham Avinu, he stayed with that youthful vigor and vitality his entire life. He was looking to continue that mission of being miyachid shmei yisbarach ba'aylam, doing chesed with strangers. These are things that you find by younger people, you don't know it, but he maintained that youth throughout his entire life. He was always that Avraham Avinu that was a man on a mission, and he never stopped until his dying day. Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim, he brought all of those years with him. He had every day of every year of his entire long life accounted for, ready to show anyone that would want to ask, what did you do on this and this day? I accomplished this goal. And he never stopped accomplishing. He was a Zaken that had the beauty of the youth on his side. Yitzchak, on the other side of the coin, was an Ola Tamima from a young age, already when he was put on the Akedah at 40 years old, which was a relatively young age at that time. Yitzchak Avinu was already like an Ola Tamima, was already somebody that was like a seasoned person, not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He had to be Noeg himself, Bekdusha V'Tara his whole life. He never felt like a youngster. He was always like born into Zikna. He was always this tremendous pillar of Yerushalayim, of wisdom, of Chachma, of Din. He never was that, even though his name was Yitzchak, but he was always very serious. He's always very serious. You never find Yitzchak in any conversations in the Torah being anything other than a man that was driven by a singular mission of Yerushalayim, Vaydas Hashem. So these are two examples, Avraham on one side of the coin, Yitzchak on the other side of the coin, a Zaken and a Bachar on one coin, two sides of the same coin. It's not a stira. A person should always be both. You should be, when you're young, you should be old, and when you're old, you should be young. That's what a perfect human being would be. The seriousness of old age with the ambition of youth. Now this week there was there were two great people that were nifter. One was older and one was younger. Our dear Talmud and friend Reb Shaul was nifter, and it was so tragic. Reb Shaul was a very, very main part of yeshiva when he was here. I don't know if any of you were here when he was really betaikvay, but he was always in the Beis Medrash, always coming to shiurim, and you know, if he was alive and he was in yeshiva, he'd be here now, no doubt. He came to everything, and he had youth, but he was always like older because he was stricken by an illness at a young age in high school. And that gave him a certain seriousness about life. He was also smiley, he was happy, he was normal, he was fresh, but he was also, he had this ability to mix the beauty of youth and the sobriety of adulthood. He wasn't like everybody else. He was always a man with a mission. He knew he had to learn. He never forgot. He never deluded himself into thinking that he could squander any day, because he knew that life was hanging on a thread, as it is for all of us, but he realized it because he saw it right before his eyes. And he's a semel for us, for how a bacher should be. A bacher should be young and vibrant and fresh, but at the same time with a seriousness, understanding this is an important life mission that I have. I have to accomplish. I don't have time to waste. I have to stay strongly to my goals and not veer off of it too much because I have to get to a certain destination. There was another great person that was Nifter this week, and that was Rabbi Kalish. Rabbi Kalish was already older. He wasn't very old, unfortunately. He was Nifter, I would say, in the prime of his life, but he was probably in his 70s, if I'm not mistaken. And I knew him a little bit. He was always known since I was young. He was always known as being a Bucky in Shas. That's why he used to learn 7 blot every single day. And he'd make a siyum once a year on Bavli. I'm sure he knew Yerushalmi, he was a Bucky in Halacha, but this was his thing. Every day learn 7 blot. So, and besides for being a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Far Rockaway, and he had a beautiful shul in Harborview in the Five Towns, and he had a beautiful mishpacha, but one thing that impressed me, I watched the Levaya online, and a lot of things impressed me by the Levaya. It's Kedai if you can see it yourself, if you want to be inspired. But the one thing that I was most impressed by, and that, I told a member of my family that he pulled it off, like he lived a life and he pulled it off, was the fact that no matter how old he was, no matter if he was, in his 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s, 70s, he never lost the bren of a yeshiva bacher. He never lost the bren of a yeshiva bacher. Yeshiva bacher, who makes these plans about finishing mesechtes and finishing, I'm not talking about daf yomi, it's also beautiful, but that's like an organized international movement. I'm saying, on your own, who makes plans to finish a mesechta? Who makes plans to make siyumim and to finish as much as and to gain more chachma? And even if you finish shas a few times, okay, I did it already. That could cross that off my bucket list, and let's look for some other. He never stopped with that same she'ifa to get more and more and more knowledgeable in shas, a deeper understanding, more havana, more iyun, more hekif. He had this nonstop desire to learn and to understand, and that's what a yeshiva bacher is. He was a zakein that had the gift of a bacher. As old as he was, as wise as he was, as seasoned as he was, and as great as he was, but he had that ability to never lose sight of youth. That's a great bracha. So you have two personalities just this week that were Nifter, and both of them were really embodiments of this coin of Avraham Avinu. The ability to be on one side of the coin, to be old and wise, while at the same time always maintaining your ability to be fresh and to be young and never. I know people that are young people, but they're old, not in a good way. They're not interested in growing, and they're just skeptical, and they're cynical, and they sell themselves short. That's what an old man does, and it's not for a youth. A young person is supposed to be happy and alive. It's so sad, when you see guys in yeshiva that are not coming to davening in the mornings. I wish I was on the Madrega to say it's sad because, they're missing out on Avodas Hashem and how are they not served. That's true also, okay? But that's not what I'm talking about even. I'm talking about just on a very superficial level, what are you doing sleeping in bed at, when you're 19 years old, 20, 21, 22, those aren't, you're not in a nursing home. You want to sleep in bed, you wait to get to the nursing home. When you're young, you get up in bed, you get the alarm rings and you jump up with vitality. And you say, Baruch Hashem, let's go, let's move. We have a lot to accomplish today. We have to learn. We have to daven. We have to do chesed. We have to eat. We have to sleep. There's a lot to be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has great expectations. We're alive. Baruch Hashem, we're not on our deathbed. We're not old. We're young. We have to be able to live that life with a freshness and a vigor, and not sleep in bed. Sleeping in bed is for old people. It's not for young people. It's sad because it means that a person doesn't value that youth is being wasted on such a person, that you don't value what you have. And it's hard to value because, you know, when you're young, you don't think about that. When you're young, you just want the nizid adashim. You just want the pot of lentil soup in front of you. You see, I'm tired. I'm not feeling, you know, so energetic this morning. I'll just sleep in. But that's not what a young person ideally should be. It's a sign of, like, depression. When people tell me that they can't get up for davening, the first question I have is, are you depressed? Because it's the only way that I could be masig that a person, you know, cannot get up for davening on a consistent. I'm not saying that once in a while, you know, things happen, you go to sleep late, you're not feeling well, whatever, okay, there's excuses. But on the whole, you should just, like, blow through davening every day, daven, you know, miss davening b'tzibur or in yeshiva every day for what? Like, how could you do that? Like, it's a crime against your youth. Forget about being a crime against Hashem. That's not talking about that. I'm talking about just, like, you're young. You're young. You have to chop. These are the years that you should be steiging. These are the years that you should be, you know, full of energy to accomplish great goals. Just make a sim meseches beya, chazer it 100 times, you know it well, get tested. Do something. Like, make a mission for yourself, and then don't stop until you accomplish it. That's what youth is. And then the other side of it is that as we get older, we have to get wiser, we have to mature, and we have to be able to understand that life is getting shorter, and as a result, we have to be more mature, we have to step up our goals, and everything in Avraham Avinu's world, Avraham Zaken, Baba Yamim, he came with his days. That means that every stage of his life, at every stage of his life, he accomplished the mission of that stage. He didn't blow through years of his life and not know what he accomplished and then later try to play catch up. Chavetz Chaim has a beautiful idea. He says that life is like a postcard. I don't know how many of you ever wrote a postcard, sent off a postcard. When I was a kid, that was like my parents, like when I went to sleepaway camp, my parents gave me, you know, a stack of postcards. And, you know, it's not a whole letter with a this. It was a little cheaper than a regular letter. And it's just, you just write your parent the address of whoever you're sending it to on one side. And the other side, you just write, like, it's like an index card like this. And you write, you know, whatever you want to write. It's like a short thing. You just say that you're alive and everything is good and, you know, it's raining and whatever and, you know, look, you know, have a good Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim used to say that life is like a postcard. How is life like a postcard? He says, when people write on a postcard, so the first line or two or three of your writing is larger. You know, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? I hope. And then, like, as you're getting more and more lines in, and there's still more that you have to write, so the font size of your handwriting is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. By the end of the postcard, it's like teeny, and you're just like mamish, like writing microscopic letters, and you're going around the edges of the postcard and back on the front of the postcard because you ran out of room. You didn't plan ahead. And this is something that the Chavetz Chaim says is how many people live their lives. When they're young, they think, I could write big, meaning there's plenty of time. I don't have to, like, plan ahead. There's nothing, you know, I just want to enjoy my life. I just want to, you know, I just want to sleep through these years. I want to play video games. I want to watch movies. I just want to play ball all day. I don't want to, like, be bothered by the big decisions of life. I don't want to, you know. And later on, as you get older, you realize, wow, there's so much I have to accomplish that I wasted when I was young. And now I have to, you know, be like that old man in California that's like crying because he's trying to squeeze as much as he can. And at the end of the postcard, because he didn't realize that he should have been doing that at the beginning of the postcard. He didn't do that on purpose. He went through the war. There were reasons for it, but I'm not using him as the example at Lignai. It was Lishvach that he felt that. Most people don't even have that. But in life, you have to plan ahead and make sure that every step of your life is accomplishing something. The Avram Zaken, he wasn't just Tevea Zikna from people that, you know, it's good to be old because of the outward appearance. You're not going to mix up you. People will know who's old, who's young, who should get this covered, who should get that key. But he wanted that people should be aware that you have to, there's different seasons of life. There is youth, and then there is middle age, and then there's old age, and at every single step of your life, you have to make sure to squeeze in as much as you can. There's no time in your life that you could just say, "Nope, this is the time that I'll just kick the can down the alley a little bit, and I'll worry about it in a couple of years." Right now, I just want to enjoy. There's no such thing in life as just I want to enjoy. That's what Gayim do, and their whole life they're enjoying until there's no more life in them. But a Jew is supposed to always be growing, be accomplishing. Sometimes we slip up, we look at things that we're not supposed to, we do things, we say things, we're not perfect. We can't be Avraham Avinu, unfortunately. But we have to try to emulate him. We have to try to say, Masai Yagiyu Mais Lamaisa Avram, Lamaisa Vaisa Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. The Abbas are the symbol of how to live a life. Maisa Abbas Sim Laban. You watch how they conducted their life, and they live their lives to the fullest. Well, there's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, so much that we learn from these Abbas. But the greatest thing that they gave us is the ability to show us that when you have a mission, and each of those Abbas were on world historic missions, epic missions of Chesed, of Din, of Emes, of Torah, of Tefillah, whatever there's so many layers to understand the Avos, but whatever it is that they were assigned to do, they did it, and they didn't stop doing it until the end. They never took a break. They always were well aware of what they had to do in life, and that's what they did. They were ba bayamim. They brought all their days with us. I always say it. It's something that like really rattles me. Like on a normal day, you know, we take life very seriously, right? In a certain sense. Like if we have a big midterm coming up, it's going to be consuming to us. We have to do it. We have to write that paper. We have to learn. We have to, you know, as you get older, there are bills that you have to pay. You have to make sure to, you know, to do this financially right and to plan ahead and to invest and to try to, you know, there's so many things that are on our mind that it's a lachat. Sometimes you got to pay the, you know, the Con Ed bill and the mortgage bill, and it's like, whoa, and it's scary, and you have to juggle, and you have to make sure, and it's on a daily basis, like we're very acutely aware of the tsaris that we have. The good things, the bad things. But then if you look back on life, it's funny, but it's sad. It's weird that like if you were to ask me, okay, tell me what you did in I don't know 2018. I'm giving you a whole year. Tell me what you did in 2018. Now, if there's a simcha that year, maybe, or you know, I accomplished something. Maybe I graduated that year, or maybe I got married. That whatever it is that you know, that would be like a, you know, something that would mark 2018 as something, so you'd be able to sort of hone in on one thing that you did. But like on the whole, are you able to tell me like what was the iftu of 2018? What was the great accomplishment that that 2018 did for you, or 2020, or I mean, some the years you went to Eretz Yisrael, if you went, you know, that would be a banner headline type of year, and you know that. But I'm just saying on a regular year. I don't, you know, maybe in high school, maybe there are better markers when you're young, but at my age, I can't tell you like how 2016 was different. I could tell you that every month in all those years, I had certain pressures and I had certain responsibilities and I did certain things right. I must have done certain things wrong and I tried to do this. But I couldn't tell you, unless you keep like a diary, you don't know what you did on any given day. Because it's just, it all bleeds into another, and Baruch Hashem is still alive, and whatever happened in those years, you know, they're washed away. Avraham Avinu was able to know every single day what he accomplished. At the end of his life, He didn't need a diary, but he could tell you that every day I accomplished a great thing. I accomplished something that in the large scale of things, in the large scope of things, these are historic endeavors that I was able to achieve. Historic. That's how we should be. Every day should be something historic. I should be making sure that even though I'm young, I have the zikna, the maturity to know that I have to do something great, whatever it might be. You might want to, you know, set goals for yourself to finish Maseches Beah. Might want to finish a chelik of Mishnah Berurah, or more than one chelik of Mishnah Berurah. You might want to chazer what you learned last year. You might want to give a chabura. You might want to write a kuntris. You might want to lahavdil, you know, start a business or start an organization or do a side hustle, something. But you have to be able to have a dream and a vision for what I want to accomplish. If you don't have that dream, if you don't have a vision for anything, you have no ambition, I don't know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, then that's wrong. That's not what Avraham Avinu had this coin. You have to have the beauty of youth and appreciate that you're young because you don't know what a gift it is now. But I'm telling you, it's kedai that you came to the Shmuz just for me to tell you that you are the luckiest people in the world because you have youth. You're in yeshiva, you're Bnei Torah, and you have youth. That's a commodity that people in the world, Warren Buffett, would spend billions and billions of dollars to probably get a year of his life back, to go back a year, let alone to be your age. You're much richer than Warren Buffett. But you have to have the youth plus the maturity to use your youth so that when you get older and you get wiser, you'll be so much, so accomplished that every single day has meaning. Every single day has a purpose. Maybe it's kedai to keep a certain diary and say, this is what I want to do this coming week. What's my ambition for this coming week? I want to do X, Y, and Z. And when you do that, there's a good chance you're going to accomplish it. If you make lists for yourself of what you want to do, like let's say I make a list this morning. Okay, today's Friday. Okay, I have to go to davening, check. Go to the shmooze, check. Eat breakfast, check. You know, I want to do my laundry for Shabbos. I want to go shopping. I want to chazer shir. If you make a list and then you check everything off, that's the way to do it. If you don't make any lists and you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing, then you're not going to do much today. You'll just sleep a little bit. But if you have a list and you check things off, there are endorphins that kick in when you check things off, when you do, I'm exercising today. I want to take a long walk. I want to ride somewhere. Write it down and then do it. And every day, if you make a list of things that you need to accomplish, your whole year, when you look back, will be like, wow, this was an amazing year. This was the coin of Avraham Avinu. This was one of the many legacies of Avraham Avinu. And let's try to really take this in, to absorb this lesson, this coin of Avraham Avinu. Halavai, we should have such a coin in our pocket always. Of a zakein uzkena mitzad echad, a bachar basul mitzad sheni, and understand that my mission in life is to incorporate both youth, zikna b'yamdin, ubachris b'yamkrab. I want to have the milas of zikna, I want to have the milas of bachrus, and I want to go through my entire life. When I'm young, I want to be old, and when I'm old, I want to be young. Mitzvah Hashem, we will have a wonderfully successful life. Kein yiratzen, have a beautiful Shabbos.